I'm Bill Radkeep. Glad you've tuned in today. You know, the last time we talked to our Canadian friend, Vaughn Palmer, at the Vancouver Sun, he said his country was fascinated by our upcoming elections. Vaughn, what's Canada saying about President-elect Trump?
Well, we're kind of shocked, along with everybody else. We took your guy's word for it that Clinton had it in the bag, so
yeah.
We're blaming it on you for the big news. Our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, did the gracious foreign leader look forward to working with you statement, and most of our other government leaders, to the degree they've commented, have said the same thing. We're kind of apprehensive, Bill. I told you that Canada's got a bunch of trade issues with the United States anyway, and we're thinking we were in for a pretty rough ride with Clinton on the trade file. Goes without saying that Trump is not going to be an easier sell, so there's a fair amount of apprehension up here. One little bit of good news, I guess, for some Canadians anyway, province of Alberta, which has most of our oil, is busy recalling today that Trump promised to bring back the Keystone Pipeline. So
right.
If that happens, Alberta will be able to get its oil south to Texas and Louisiana and maybe start selling more of it. So this is an odd one, but there's been some thought of why would we need to build a pipeline out to Vancouver if the Keystone is going to go ahead. Maybe we can just ship the oil to the United States and not worry about bringing it to the West Coast.
Right. Put those oil tankers in American ports instead of Canadian ones. Is the Prime Minister Trudeau pro-Keystone XL?
Yeah, he actually thought it was a great idea, so that's a good one.
Okay.
And now, you know, there's a long list of issues on which Trudeau and Trump are not likely to see eye to eye. There's a very funny cartoon this morning in the Globe and Mail newspaper, Brian Gable, one of our funniest political cartoonists. So Trudeau's big slogan is Sunny Ways, and he got along really well with Obama. So there's Trudeau walking into the Oval Office, and sitting behind the desk with a big T on his helmet is Darth Vader, surrounded by a couple of, soldiers. From Star Wars, and one of them is saying, "This is going to be interesting." So,
what about
those? A lot of stereotyping up here
well.
So
yes.
But Trump's used to that, I think.
What about those differences? You want to pick out one that's going to be a clash?
Climate action.
Yeah.
You know, Trudeau was very, very enthusiastic. I mean, in spite of the oil thing, about climate action, carbon pricing up here in Canada, signing on to the Paris Accord. That's not great news for Trudeau. Canada, of course, is very enthusiastic about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, about international trade agreements of any kind, NAFTA. And again, Trump is no friend on that, so there'll be plenty of room for disagreement over the next few years. Trudeau was attuned to Obama on a whole bunch of issues, and I think, you know, could have worked with Clinton on a lot of things. It's a big unknown with Trump.
A lot of big unknowns. I heard Canada's immigration website crashed on Tuesday evening because of volume.
So we've talked about this over the years, and, you know, every time there's a Republican gets elected president of the United States, Canadians hear talk from their American friends about coming up here. We generally go, you're not serious, right? And I don't know if Americans are serious about it or not, but yeah, the Canadian government immigration website where you can go on and find out how to immigrate to Canada crashed briefly on Tuesday night. It's not as easy as people think. You know, Canada has immigration laws and quotas, and you have to qualify to get in, and there are a lot of people from around the world trying to come to Canada. So giving up your American citizenship and coming here isn't as easy as people think. And anyway, you know, I think when Americans sit down and reflect on it, they tend not to leave their country just because they don't much like the current president. If they did, you know, we would have had a lot of people come up here under both Bushes and Ronald Reagan, and that didn't happen.
That's true. Yes, it's not easy. You'd need a job, a work visa, or I guess a student visa. And if you overstayed your visa, what does Canada do to undocumented immigrants?
We'll ship them back.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you can apply for refugee status, obviously, and that gives you some protections. But
Not being able to stand Donald Trump will not qualify you for refugee status.
Another great political cartoon in Canadian history was the first time the separatists won the election in Quebec 40 years ago. There was a great cartoon ran in a Canadian newspaper. It was the separatist leader, and he was saying, okay, everybody take a Valium. Like, relax, mm-hmm. you know? Don't assume you know what's going to happen. Just relax and let the train of events play itself out. And that's probably a good idea for both countries in the moment, I think, don't you?
Well, that's a conversation. When do you let events play out, or when do you decide, oh, maybe it is time to try to oppose events? That we're having exactly that discussion right here, Vaughn.
Well, we're in a democracy. We still got free speech. I looked at all those demonstrations last night, and I thought people are really behaving themselves, you know, and that's a good thing. As I say, my sense, watching American politics since 1968, is that the country is pretty resilient. It generally finds its equilibrium. And I would argue, from all my knowledge of American history, going right back to the beginning, the United States has survived worse, in my opinion, so we shall see.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Thanks a lot, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Bill.
And as Vaughn said, you are unlikely to actually move to Canada, but I tell you what, if you really are moving, and I don't mean you checked a website, but I mean, like, you're doing this, we would like to hear from you. Our address is record@kuow.org. You know, some people say if you want America to be different, stay and make it different. So what do you make of that? Record@kuow.org. Our phone number, 206-221-3663. 221-3663. We're on Twitter @KUOW. We're on Facebook, and we're glad you've tuned in today. I'm Bill Radke.